Good morning. I'm at stand D8, Motor Mouse. Bit dear to my heart, seeing as my nickname is Danger Mouse. Dragon's Den. And I'm with David Bailey, but not the photographer. And he's laughing at me, but also looking at me like, don't say that again, because I will punch you in the face. Tell me a little bit about Motor Mouse, and what's this Dragon's Den? I don't have a television, so I don't know what you've done or where you're from.
Dragon's Den is a TV programme by the BBC, which basically has five major multimillionaire entrepreneurs. People are invited to come and pitch their product to the entrepreneurs, and if it's a product that they think is worth investing in and taking to market or taking further to market, they'll make an investment, set up an equity deal, and help you drive the business. Okay. We launched Motor Mouse as a result of a birthday cake some 4 years ago. I was having a birthday party, and my wife had surprised me with a cake and a party, and on the top of the cake was a car version of the one that I'd bought for myself that morning as a birthday present. And a couple of weeks later, I'm driving this car up and down my desk, and I thought, this feels like a mouse. In fact, this could be a mouse. And I did some research, found that there were only kind of children's toys on the market. So I decided to bring an executive gadget to market that was a mouse, that was an iconic car, and I brought it to market. A few weeks later, we were at the gadget show where we launched the product, and the BBC producers were at the gadget show, snooping around, invited us to audition. We auditioned and went straight through to the filming of the series, and we were held back to the grand finale of the 2009 series as being one of the biggest breakthroughs on the show. And since then, the brand has gone global. We've now got 18 different SKUs. We sell on 7 or 8 of the major airlines around the world. We've got 17 international overseas distributors, and it's a multi-million pound business.
Wow. So, I mean, where did it all... I mean, what were you doing before that? That must have been a hell of a ride for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, you've got that pitch down so perfect now.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is there to do?
Well, the reason that we're probably, well, quite confident in the Den was that for 23 years, I'd run and managed one of the largest organisations in the world, specialising in sales training and presentation techniques.
Right.
So we were pretty sure about what to do. It's just a question of managing the nerves on the day. And that business, I sold that business and left it literally months before I started Motor Mouse. So I was in limbo, nothing to do, and all the time and money in the world, as it were, to go and try it. So I did, and this is what's happened.
Wow, that's amazing. So anybody who turns up at Gadget Show Live today, what are the things that you're offering them today? Are you got some specials on for them, or how's that going to work?
Our whole range of products is here today. We're offering wireless, and we do have a couple of wired products, but they're for the tourist market, the London taxi, and the Marmite on Toast,
right,
which is a cooperation with Unilever. We also have a collaboration with Andrew Lloyd Webber to make the Phantom of the Opera 25th anniversary wireless mouse.
Yeah.
All the mice have quirky little gadgets in them, exclusive hibernation technology. The batteries will last 4 or 5 times longer than a normal wireless mouse because they hibernate very quickly. Just simply touching the scroll wheel will reawaken the mouse. They've all got touch panels in the entire front body wings, so it's not just a click area you're looking for. The entire front section can be left or right, and just touch it and it clicks like
a normal mouse. Is that something that you put into the product?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've all got opening boots, so the batteries go in through the boot.
That's nice.
They all work off the smallest wireless receiver in the world, which is a simple plug and play, doesn't need any software. The boot's open, and there's even a luggage compartment in the boot to store the receiver when you're traveling.
That's amazing.
They come in magnetic presentation cases, which includes soft suede carry pouch, the batteries, and a travel mouse mat as well. Yep, that's one in front of you there.
I like that. I like that.
Because the sensitivity of the mouse, you don't need a big
area.
They're
really well made. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
Left click and you can drive it on screen.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, I get it now. I totally get it now. Yeah, I can see that.
These have open boots.
So, do they go up in price in terms of like the car that you have, or is there a set price, or how's that work?
Well, there's different prices because these are licensed products. We have to work with organisations like BMW and Porsche and Aston Martin, those kind of companies, and licensing fees are not cheap.
No.
But largely, they're around the £30 mark.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then with the Minis, we've got this added extra where there's a decal sheet, and the decals, including roof emblems, stripes, number plates, race numbers, those kind of things, can be added to the Minis. So you can customise your BMW Mini or your old classic.
I love
British
the way
Mini.
You picked the Mini. Yeah. As British as you can get.
Absolutely.
David, thank you very much for your time.
You're very
Appreciate
welcome.
It. You have a really good day.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.